From the people who bring you Charleston Home & Design Magazine, the Charleston Home & Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Took a hard left, but we're alright. Yeah, life sure can try to put love through it, but we built this right, so nothing's ever gonna move it. When the bones are good, the rest don't matter. Yeah, the pain could peel, the glass could shatter. Let it rain, 'cause you and I remain the same.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home & Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. That was Maren Morris with The Bones, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Rachel Lolar. And some of our new listeners, we play a clip of a home theme song at the beginning of our radio show each week. And just to kind of bring some of our new listeners up to speed. And this particular home theme song this week, I thought was appropriate for all the damage that was done this past weekend in downtown Charleston. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home & Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home & Design Show, which happens every January, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August. And we also organize the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which happens every April. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be hearing from one of our own staffers, Brittany Vincent, account manager with Charleston Home & Design Magazine. Also, Rob Leahy with Fine Rugs of Charleston, and they have a big sale coming up, pop-up sale with all these handmade Afghan rugs at the end of June. Also, Ben Walters with Carolina Lanterns and Lighting. And finally, Nancy McCray with Advanced Window Fashions. And I did want to give a quick shout out to Southern Lumber for donating so many sheets of plywood on last Sunday after all that rioting damage downtown, which I really am so angry about. And they did a great job, and I'm so sorry to hear that Circa Lighting also got damaged, and Sherwin-Williams on Meeting Street also got damaged. Have a good weekend. And joining us now in person, and it's very, very nice to be able to interview someone in person, Brittany Vincent with Charleston Home & Design Magazine. How you doing, Brittany?
I'm doing well, Tim. Thank you. Here live in the flesh.
There you go. Brittany, tell our listeners what do you do at Charleston Home & Design Magazine?
So I am an account manager here at the Charleston Home & Design Magazine. I manage our current advertisers that we have, as well as try to bring on new business.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And Brittany, your job is to talk to local home-related companies that want to grow their business. They they want to get more business into the pipeline for future business. A lot of home related companies, they experience their business kind of goes up and down like a seesaw, and sometimes. You know, they've got times where they don't have, it's kind of like feast or famine. They have times where they have a lot of business and then other times where they don't have much. And by marketing, by advertising in Charleston Home and Design Magazine, we're very, very good at helping to, steady that out so that there's a continual stream of business for local companies to have. So that's a good thing. And Brittany, I just wanted to introduce you to our listeners because, we have a lot of home-related contracting businesses that tune into Talking About a Home. And if they wanted to talk with you, if they wanted to give you a call to talk about promoting their business and getting an ad in Charleston Home and Design Magazine, they can give you a call. And I'm going to let you give your phone number in a second, or we can just say that they can just give the office a call at 843-577-7652. So what are some of the name a few, just a handful of the local businesses that are your clients?
Just a handful off the top of my head. I manage Southern Lumber. I manage Rick's Lighting, Brackish Builders, Outside is In, just to name a few.
Gotcha. And what have you found since you've been on board with us for how long?
Since September of last year.
September, okay. So coming up about 3 months away, you'll be here for about a year. It's not just selling an ad to somebody in Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We have a whole program, right?
We do, and it's not just about selling an ad. I really like to, you know, cultivate that relationship with my customers, really get a feel for what it is that they're looking as far as how we can help them grow their business, whether that's social media or, you know, with ad design, what it is that really can get them to grow their business.
Mm-hmm. Do some of your customers, do they take advantage of the free professional photography that we offer?
Absolutely. The free photography, say that three times fast, is a huge hit, as well as the ad design, because normally, or with some other of our competitors, that would actually be an additional charge, but that, is included in your cost with the year contract.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And then you have a number of your, customers, participate in something we have called home site deliveries. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so our home site delivery program is really great. It really can help our customers grow their business by finding out where it is new builders are building, new construction projects. It gives the name of the homeowners as well as that address, so they can put marketing material and send something directly to the new homeowner that's building.
Mm-hmm. And typically, you'll ask your clients, hey, can you give us like 5,000 of your brochures or postcards? And we're going to be mailing those brochures for you to everyone who has just pulled a building permit for new construction or to remodel their house. And when a homeowner receives this package, it's our magazine in a poly bag, a clear poly bag. And inside is that client's brochure, along with many others of marketing material from our other clients. And it's almost like they've just visited a home show, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's really like a home show in a bag. It gives mm-hmm. them all of the information that they need right there at their fingertips to be able to reach out to that current homeowner.
And then, speaking of home shows, we organize two home shows a year, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August. And you help your customers out with selling them booth space, and then you're walking around the show floor throughout the weekend, just making sure everyone's doing okay. I saw you at the last show. You were handing out bottles of water and things like that to your customers.
Yeah, the home show was a really big hit. It's something that our clients really look forward to doing, you know, those two times a year. It's just a really, it's bringing the magazine to life, essentially. We had a really great turnout this past January, one of the biggest crowds that we've seen, and it's just a really fun time. You're able to get that one-on-one time with the owner of the company, that face-to-face interaction, and it's just a really good time.
Yeah, our clients swear by it, and they sign up every year. It's not a matter of if they sign up. Well, good deal. Well, if you would like to have Brittany Vincent give you a call and talk to you about your marketing, and we're 100% home related companies in Charleston Home and Design Magazine. So if you have a home related company and you would like to talk to us about how we can help you, why don't you give Charleston Home and Design Magazine a call, and we'll put you directly in touch with Brittany. Our phone number at the office here is 843-577-7652. And of course, you just look us up on the internet and you can call that number as well. Thanks, Brittany.
Thank you. I look forward to y'all reaching out to me and working with you. Thank you.
And joining us on the phone right now is Rob Leahy with Fine Rugs of Charleston. How you doing, Rob?
I'm doing great, Tim. How you doing today?
Pretty good. So, Rob, you are the owner of Fine Rugs of Charleston, located on the Upper Peninsula in downtown Charleston. And just take a moment and tell everybody about Fine Rugs of Charleston.
Okay. Fine Rugs of Charleston is a fine broadloom and rug store. We've been in business since 2003. We're on King Street. We moved up to Meeting Street, 1523 Meeting Street, in 2008. So we've been here 12 years.
Very good. And kind of define what you just said by broadloom rugs and things like that. People may not be familiar with that term.
We sell handmade rugs that are made in various countries overseas. And I focus on Afghanistan personally, but we also sell patterned carpets that are made to custom sizes for the unique spaces in and around Charleston.
Excellent. And so these handmade rugs end up in some of the most beautiful homes in the Charleston area, don't they?
Yeah, they really do. The beauty that a handmade rug adds to a home is easy to see by anyone who comes into the home. It has a patina that distinguishes it from other rugs, not to mention the durability and ease of cleanability of a handmade rug.
Gotcha. And Fine Rugs of Charleston, you folks are having a big Afghan artisan rug pop-up sale coming up at the end of June. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
And talk about that a little bit.
As some people know that customers at Fine Rugs, I personally have been involved with the U.S. government to assist the weavers of Afghanistan since 2007. I've traveled there many times, and I've been involved in many projects. And we have one right now. It's a three-year project with USAID to bring carpets here from Afghanistan to the United States and sell them in artisan events, which we call Afghan Artisan Rug Pop-Up. We've had some very successful ones around the country, larger markets like New York and San Francisco. And we have planned one for here in Charleston in April, obviously due to circumstances. We postponed it until June 26th through June 6th at the end of the month here. And we're getting ready for it now. In fact, our warehouse is in Knoxville, and that's where I'm headed right now. And for all the people in Charleston who know that road, I'm just about to head up the Saluda Grade. So it's one of the more picturesque drives that you're ever going to want to see. But I'm going over to Knoxville to get the inventory ready so we can move it to Charleston. There's going to be over 800 rugs, all from traditional to very contemporary, that will be made in Afghanistan, brought here, and all the proceeds, not just the profit, but all the proceeds of these rugs go back to the weavers in Afghanistan.
Very good. And you told me before we started the interview that one of the pop-ups that you did in New York City, you sold about 500 rugs. Is that right?
Yeah, we sold 517 rugs, over $300,000. We sold the inventory. We sold through the inventory about 50%, which is a large, large number as a percent of sell-through in our trade or any trade, really. And we've replenished that and have some really great rugs that we have here in Charleston.
Excellent. Is there any kind of special pricing that goes along with this pop-up sale?
Yes. Good question. Every rug will be offered at 50% off the price that it would be in Kabul, Afghanistan. So the values are extreme, which is one of the reasons why we sold so many in New York and also in the one in San Francisco. The people, the weavers in Afghanistan, have been extremely happy with the outcome and are continuing to send us rugs to sell.
Very good. And that sale, people should make note of that. That sale is, can you give me those dates again?
Sure. It's June 26th, Friday, June 26th through Monday, July 6th. And everybody, all of our customers know, but we have a good sized building at 1523 Meeting Street, in the, Northern, what do we call this area, Tim?
The Upper Peninsula.
Now, Upper Peninsula, yeah, thank you. But we will have a tent put up to extend our building out through the parking lot to make sure we have enough room to display all the rugs.
And so really, really good pricing on these handmade rugs. But the rugs come with a story, too. And talk about the, who is making these rugs and kind of the process of how these rugs are made.
Okay. The rugs from Afghanistan are some of the most beautiful in the world. They're hand knotted using 100% wool. Afghan wool is among the most durable and lustrous in the world, using vegetable dyes. The rugs are woven. The only thing that really changes is the patterns and colors that are changed to suit the markets of today. But the rugs are made using the same methods and materials that have been used by 1,000 years in Afghanistan, mainly by women in their homes, using skills and knowledge that have been passed down from generation to generation. The heritage is part of the beauty of rugs, handmade rugs anywhere, but particularly the rugs that are from Afghanistan.
Gotcha. And in a previous interview, you had told me about how, and we don't want to get into all the details, but in short, the State Department of the United States has approached you about trying to create a marketplace for these rugs. And because you've been in the rug business for many, many years, you're an expert. And the State Department went ahead and moved forward with that program. And how is this helping the Afghan families?
Yeah, that's right. I've been what's called a subject matter expert for the State Department, particularly USAID, which is the Foreign Relations Economic Growth arm of the State Department. And I've created contacts and relationships and done training for to help the manufacturers and the people of Afghanistan sell their rugs into the international market. The project we're involved in now which began in 2018, is to actually do more than just advise them. It's actually to create a selling operation for rugs from Afghanistan. There's a lot of reasons why that's a good thing, but the most important one is when the economy in Afghanistan becomes more stable and grows, it adds to the political stability of the country and the tendency for the economic growth to create jobs, so they make rugs rather than war on each other. So, I mean, it's a beneficial effect using the craft industries of Afghanistan, turning them into businesses, and that's what we're doing.
Yeah, and I don't think it's an understatement to say that that you are this program is saving lives in Afghanistan, not just the Afghan people, but the allied troops, the United States troops that are there, simply because if these Afghan villages that look like they haven't changed in 1,000 years, if the people who live in those villages aren't able to make a legitimate living by weaving rugs, they may turn to things like the growing the poppies that go into heroin and so on, or doing some other nefarious type activities that are you know, it's in our best interest that they don't get into. And so and then the other part of that is, you know, we're dealing with a different culture. Women are not on equal standing in Afghanistan as the men are, and so the fact that these women and girls have got jobs that they're able to spend their days making these rugs, that's creating some wealth for them, right?
There's no doubt about that. I mean, the greatest thing we're doing is offering them alternatives to create equity in their own country, so that they can look forward to a future where they can see benefit to not growing poppies, not joining the Taliban, and to giving the women of the country a clearer path to success for themselves. And at the bottom, the last point is that we're really committed to helping the families pull together and become self-sustaining by having an income that comes from the craft of rug making.
And just to be clear, occasionally you'll be driving around Charleston and you see a tent and they're selling rugs by the roadside, it seems like it's some sort of an organization or company that kind of blows into town and then leaves. This is not that kind of event that Fine Rugs of Charleston is having with the Afghan artisan rug pop-up sale.
No, we have a long-standing history in Charleston, and we're expanding the building from 6,000 feet to 8,000 square feet so that we can have an adequate display area for a fairly short-term event, because once these rugs are sold, Charleston, Fine Rugs of Charleston, will still be here, but the largest number of these rugs will move on to the next pop-up, which is scheduled for, actually the next one is in New York again, because that was the people of New York really do understand the value of high-quality home furnishings, more so than anywhere else in the country. So these rugs will be packed up and moved back to New York for a pop-up in the fall.
How do the people in Afghanistan who make these rugs, where do they take their direction from in terms of creating rugs with the colors and the designs that are going to be appealing to Americans, you know, halfway around the world from them?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And I'd have to say that people like me that are called subject matter experts, there's four of us involved in this project, and we go there and give seminars to the weavers in the styles and colors that are currently popular, and then help them forecast what they could make for the next production. As you know well, Tim, it takes 5 to 8 months to make a rug. So we know that fashion. I've always said, and I've been to Afghanistan 20, 25 times. I've lost count, and each time I go, do two things really. We hold seminars with the manufacturers and the weavers on creating the next set of rugs. We also hold meetings with the soldiers, the diplomats, the people at the embassy, so that they can better understand the Afghan rugs that they're seeing as they travel and the ones that they should bring home to remind them of the time they were in Afghanistan. Mm. So I do spend a lot of time in meetings when I'm there.
Well, I'm sure we have some listeners that are saying to themselves, well, you know, I wonder why we don't spend these American dollars right here in the United States rather than in a foreign country. The reality is that just as in the United States, you know, if people are unemployed, if they don't have any prospects for jobs, if they don't get an unemployment check or something like that, they're going to turn to whatever means they can to support themselves. And so it really is just to repeat, it's in our best interest, for them not to turn to, any illegitimate activities. That we want them to be successful, and that's great that they want to make these rugs by hand as well, and you know, the people in the United States, we ought to try to take advantage of that as much as possible. How can folks get more information about this pop-up sale and the dates and all that good stuff?
Sure. Their information is going to be on our website, which is Fine Rugs, www.finerugsofcharleston.com. We will be publicized in newspapers at the end of June. But the dates again are June 26th through July 6th. That's over the 4th of July weekend and the prior weekend. At 1523 Meeting Street, which is in the Upper Peninsula of Charleston.
All right, very good. Well, we have been talking with Rob Leahy with Fine Rugs of Charleston about the big Afghan artisan rug pop-up sale going on starting June 26th, and that runs through July 7th. Thanks so much, Rob.
You're welcome, Tim. Thank you very much. Appreciate the call.
And now we're joined by Ben Walters with Carolina Lanterns and Lighting. How are you, Ben?
I'm doing great, Tim. How are you today?
Good, good. Ben, take a moment and tell everybody about Carolina Lanterns and Lighting.
So Carolina Lanterns and Lighting started about 20 years ago out of the back of a car with the idea of allowing the beauty of copper lanterns to be on the outside of historic Charleston homes. And it has grown over the last 20 years into a full lighting store with everything from recessed cans to fans to chandeliers, sconces, bath fixtures, and of course the iconic Charleston copper lantern that you can find on the outside of your houses.
Good deal. And Carolina Lanterns, you folks started off just with the lanterns, and then you had so many customers asking you about adding, could they get lighting from you for the interior of the house? And talk about the talk about that portion of the business.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've been very lucky and blessed by the customers that have been around town, basically the people that make up Charleston and the surrounding area, that we have been one of the premier lighting showrooms in the area over the last 15 years. And the biggest thing that we discovered was that people wanted to come and do like a one-stop shop when it came to their lighting. So our owner, Jan Klaus, was approached about 15 years ago and said, hey, if you carried chandeliers or sconces, or if you carried bathroom fixtures, we probably would buy them from you. And so Jan took that into consideration and opened up more of a storefront, and then moved us over to 1362 Chuck Dolly in Mount Pleasant. And now you can walk through the front door and you can see a great selection. We have about 75 different vendors that we use that we can bring in. And we also have a couple local vendors that, like Rochambeau, that you can walk in and just kind of see their stuff on display. And then we got a little bit more creative and we got into the manufacturing side. And so we're able to basically, if you draw it, we can build it. And that's one of the things that we've been known for over the last few years, is being able to help some of these custom builds and these custom homes kind of give each one of those homes something special and unique about them when it comes to their lighting packages.
Good deal. Well, that's great. And yeah, Carolina Lanterns, you why do so many builders come back time and time again, bring their clients, tell their clients to buy their lighting and lanterns at Carolina Lanterns and Lighting?
You know, I really feel like it's our team. We have a stellar team. Our sales staff is amazing. Our delivery guys are awesome. All of our warehouse is local. So everything that comes in, it is literally a one-stop shop. And then our customer service on top of that, we're able to make sure that deliveries hit your home or your work site efficiently and effectively. We pride ourselves on not having too many mistakes. So we want to make sure that we do things the right way the first time. And then it's also the quality of the products. Our sales staff is extremely knowledgeable on when it comes to knowing which lights will or will not work. And we even know that if there's something that won't work, that we'll refer them to somewhere else, because we want a relationship. We want a not just a one home, one light thing. We want your business for the rest of your life and ours.
Very good. How many lighting specialists does Carolina Lanterns and Lighting have?
So we have 7 lighting specialists. If you'd come in, we're able to look at your blueprints, your electrical drawings. We're able to help you pick all of your lighting from the outside all the way in, even to the bathroom fixture that sucks up the air and blows it out the top of the house for you. So,
very good. And are you seeing any particular types of lighting that people are choosing, any particular finishes or anything like that?
Yeah, so the thing that's hot in the market right now is this gold and black finish that's kind of mixed together. Also, the white and gold mixed together. A lot of the two tones are the biggest things that are coming out of the markets, as well as the new designers that are sharing that. It's even from all the way up to fans. We're seeing a lot of two-tone fans now, that maybe the body of the motor is like a white and gold, but then the fan blades are white. And so it's really interesting that the way that the designs have come out over the last few months and how the two tones are kind of making a comeback.
I'm sure the Carolina Lanterns and Lighting showroom is constantly changing. Is it the customers that are asking you about certain finishes and certain looks, or are you folks the ones that are being the ones that kind of premiere them and present them to the public?
It's kind of a mixture of both, Tim. We go to market, a place where we go out and try to see what's new and what's trending. But Charleston's got a unique feel to it, and because Charleston has a unique feel to it, you can't just do rustic, you can't do country, you can't just do coastal, you can't just do modern. It's a really big mix. You know, you can have a little bit of that chic look here as well, and so we try really hard in our showroom to display all of those different options to folks, because lighting really is a very personal choice. And even with this year being the year of blue and the color of blue, we even have a lot of different lights that are being shown right now that just have the different color of blue, and we've got some designers that are being very bold with it this year, and so we even have some of that on display as well.
Very good. And is Carolina Lanterns and Lighting, are you folks open for business in terms of what do people need to do when they visit the showroom?
Yeah, so we are open for business. We've been one of the essential businesses over this whole time, so we did a lot of appointment only visits in the building, but our showroom now is open to the public. You are more than welcome to come in wearing a mask or not, but we've got our sales associates are spread out. We're making sure that we're doing a deep clean at least twice a day throughout our property and what's going on. And the biggest thing is that we just ask that people keep in mind that everybody has some loved ones and some families, and we just don't want anybody to get sick. So if you're sick or not feeling well, we'll even do a virtual visit with you. You can call in and we can set that up. Also, we can also make sure that we're looking at plans with you and kind of help you guide people through making selection process, because we have a wonderful website that people can go to and make selections from there. Everything from the interior and the design of the chandeliers to the outside of the lanterns as well. But yeah, we're open to the public, and as you come through the door, we got some hand sanitizers, some masks if you need them, but you're more than welcome to come in.
You know, I think people really appreciate lighting when they have trouble seeing something in their home, and that's when they'll say, oh gosh, this is poor lighting, or this is I wish it was I had better lighting in my house. When someone is remodeling their home or building a new home, how does Carolina Lanterns and Lighting assist with making sure that everything is well lit?
Well, the biggest thing we do is we want to almost take you through a journey. The idea is that we start on the outside of your home, and we kind of help you picture what the front of your house is going to look like. We want to make sure that you have enough light, and at the same time, we want to make sure that it's bright enough. Nobody really walks into a room and says, wow, it's too bright in here. Most of the time, you walk into a room and you say it's too dim. And so we talk about layered lighting. We want to make sure that you don't just talk about putting one light in one room. What you do is you talk about the layers of lighting from the ceiling down to what's going to be underneath the cabinets to the tape lighting that's going to allow the wine racks to glow in the middle of the night. And so our specialists have been trained to walk you through the layered lighting process and allow you to put your hands on the product so you can truly see what you're buying and how it's going to hold up, even through the coastal elements that we have. We have a lot of marine grade items that we're able to use on the outside of the house, from fans to special lights, even to the dark sky lights for the turtle lights, as well as the copper that we do. But it's the idea of this layered lighting that allows us to help everybody get enough of the lighting in the rooms that are necessary.
Gotcha. And talk about how Carolina Lanterns and Lighting has, you folks have been chosen to be involved with several national magazines, their idea houses, right?
That's correct. We just got done buttoning up one idea house with the Southern Living magazine down in Florida. And we're actually going to start a couple more projects with them in the Beaufort-Bluffton area. We really got involved with that with the exterior lighting because we got a phone call that they just needed something just a little bit more custom done. And we were able to take it and get some CAD drawings, made up, and we were able to get exactly what they needed in a turnaround time that was exactly relevant to what they needed for their projects. And so, you know, if you always have that good first impression, you always can get some more work. And so we've been excited to be able to work with the Southern Living Program for at least the last 10 years. So it's been a great project that we've been able to be involved in, and we're excited about the ones that are coming up.
Yeah, and that's a really big compliment to Carolina Lanterns and Lighting, because to be invited back so many times for so many different idea houses with Southern Living and so on, they obviously have had a good experience, and they decide that they would they'd like to continue to make sure that they have a good experience for the next house.
Exactly.
Well, good deal. Well, talk about you. Carolina Lanterns and Lighting has some special pricing and some sales going on right now, and everybody seems to be wanting to pinch some pennies if they can.
Yeah, so we once a year we roll out what we call our fan sale, or Red Hot Fan Sale, and it usually comes around this time of year with June, July, and August being down here in Charleston. And so starting today, actually, we are going to be starting our buy one, get one fan half off. And so it's the best deal that we run all year. Matter of fact, it's probably the most penny pension saving deal that we have. It's also the biggest sale that actually occurs, and we're going to be running that until the end of July. But I will tell you right now, especially with coronavirus and how things have been turning around, if you're in the market for some new fans, this is the time to buy, especially when they're still in stock and making sure that they're still here on American soil. And the other thing is that we are running a special promotion right now with our online sales. You can get online and go to carolinalanterns.com. You can click on our lighting tab, and we're doing 25% off your entire online order right now. Now, that does exclude our handcrafted copper lanterns that we make, but there's a great selection of sconces and chandeliers, of interiors that you can choose from, and some exterior products as well.
Excellent. Well, how can folks get more information? Where are your physical locations for Carolina Lanterns and Lighting?
Sure. So we are located on 1362 Chuck Dolly, right on the corner of Bowman Road and Chuck Dolly in Mount Pleasant. We're open Monday through Thursday from 9 to 5:30, Friday from 9 to 5, and also today, Saturday, from 10:30 to 4. You can also go online at www.carolinalanterns.com, and you can see a great selection of almost all of our products right there.
All right, good deal. And encourage everyone to shop local for sure. And Carolina Lanterns and Lighting is a good example of a local business. We've been talking with Ben Walters with Carolina Lanterns and Lighting. Thanks so much, Ben.
Thank you, Tim.
And now joining us on the phone is a long time company that you've seen so many times featured in Charleston Home and Design magazine, Nancy McCray with Advanced Window Fashions. How you doing, Nancy?
Doing pretty good today. How about you?
Good, good. So, Nancy, I just wanted to take a moment and reach out and so that we can have a conversation, let all our listeners know that Advanced Window Fashions is ready to help everyone with any kind of window treatment project that they may have. Take a moment, tell everybody about Advanced Window Fashions.
Advanced Window Fashions. We are a Hunter Douglas gallery, so we do have a showroom with all of the products on display, so you can definitely come in and see and touch and feel, see the sample books and colors, and we'll go over, you know, all, you know, details and ask you questions, you know, about your project, what you're looking for, what are your needs, and covering your windows.
Very good. And I know that during the quarantine, you folks were just doing virtual appointments, but now are you doing appointments in people's homes?
We are doing appointments in the clients' homes. We are respecting, you know, any requests from them if they want us to wear a mask and gloves and, you know, booties. We've always worn booties in the home, but we've added the mask and the gloves also, you know, in that, and just for respect and keeping our 6 foot, you know, distance thing. We're not doing any handshaking. We're doing the little elbow tap. If they want to do that, that's the new handshake, I guess.
Right.
But yeah, we're doing that, and then wiping down, you know, anything that, you know, we touch of ours, you know, make sure we're clean.
Gotcha. What are you finding that during the quarantine, a lot of homeowners were, they had so much time on their hands, they were looking at their window treatments and realizing that they wanted to make some changes in their home?
They did get a little bored after they've done the yard work, I guess. They came in and saw that their window treatments were in need of change, or if they needed a service call, they're going, I've been meaning to call you because, you know, we needed, you know, one of their shades serviced. So it's been one or the other, and it's been good going out and seeing the past customers on a service call, too.
Mm-hmm. Talk about the process. How long does it typically take from the time someone calls Advanced Window Fashions to the time that your crew installs the window treatments?
If it's under what we consider our shades and the blinds, those are running between about 3 to 4 weeks, depending on which product it is. Shutters are running about 4 to 6 weeks.
Gotcha. So someone calls Advanced Window Fashions. They can either come to your location, and that's a little bit of kind of unique for a window treatment company. A lot of them work out, have like mobile units and stuff, which I'm sure you folks do too. But they can come into the Advanced Window Fashions showroom in Mount Pleasant and look at all of the different styles and then. But are you going to be doing? You're going to be doing a site visit to take all the measurements of the windows, right?
Right. Now we've done. We did a few of the virtual phone calls with clients too, and they would show us, you know, the windows, and some, you know, were like, okay, if you want to give us a ballpark measurement, you know, just for pricing, we would, you know, show them, you know, on that virtual call, you know, where we wanted them to put a measure tape. That was some of it too during that time, and that was helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've done a where we would go around the showroom and show them products too.
Gotcha. What's hot these days for window treatments? What are people asking for?
Roller shades are still a hot item right now. Drapery has been a huge comeback lately. That's been part of a lot of the business right now. Sills plantation shutters, and anything for energy efficiency.
Right. And those plantation shutters, those are always popular, aren't they?
They are.
Talk about the plantation shutters that Advanced Window Fashions has.
We have our Hunter Douglas line, which my most popular is the Palm Beach here in our area, just because we're on the coast. Now in other areas, the wood shutters, the Heritons is great. And also we have O'Hare, which is another wood shutter that's made here in the U.S. Everything that we deal with our fabricators, are here in the U.S., which is, you know, nice to have something, you know, in America made.
Mm-hmm.
And the Palm Beach, just getting back to that one, that one's great for here in the low country for humidity, moisture. It's great for bathrooms and the showers, in a laundry room over a kitchen sink. That's just a good, durable shutter, and if it gets wet, it doesn't hurt it or take the paint off or anything.
What's the material for the shutter, the interior shutter is made of?
The Palm Beach is a poly satin shutter, mm-hmm. so it's a considered like a vinyl shutter, but with Palm Beach, they have what they call their Duralux finish on it, so it's a matte finish and not shiny, like plastic or anything, so it's a matte finish, so it still gives you the appearance of a wood look product, but it's a vinyl product that just can withhold, you know, moisture, water. If kids, you know, get their grimy little hands on it, it's easy to clean. You don't have to worry about taking the paint off.
Mm-hmm. And you're right. We have a lot of humidity in the Charleston area, and especially these plantation shutters you're talking about are really good in high humidity areas like bathrooms and kitchens and stuff, because wood plantation shutters they can possibly warp. Is that the reason for that?
It depends on the wood that each manufacturer uses, but with Heritage, with Hunter Douglas and my O'Hare wood shutters, they use their wood. They do their kiln process, so they take all the moisture out, and then they put it in. They have like these containers that they put their lumber in, so then it gets dried out, and then it gets put in like a percentage of moisture in it, so it's got a little bit of moisture in the wood to help, but it's not, it's been treated, so it's not going to, it eliminates the future of, you know, warping and having the paint taken off, you know, within a few years. So, I mean, it's the way I would go if I was going to do a wood shutter.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And I'm looking at your ad in Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the spring issue, which is what is out right now. And, this was the photograph was taken in Charleston. It looks like it's maybe out at the beach, Isle of Palms or Sullivan's or Folly, something like that.
It was probably Isle of Palms.
Isle of Palms. And I like how you list exactly what people are looking at. This is the one with the Sonnet cellular roller shades with the soft touch motorization. Talk about that a little bit.
Also an energy efficient product. What that is, it's a honeycomb product, but it's not accordion style, so it's kind of flattened out and it rolls up on a roller. And the soft touch is a wand, so it's got a motor in it, and it does have batteries that's connected to the motor to operate, but the wand, you just push it up and pull it down to raise the shade and lower it. It's not anything, it's a simple motor, so it's not one that you program to a remote, and it's not programmable to home automation like the PowerView is. The soft touch is just something that someone wants to get there. They want to have something motorized, but they don't want to spend full, you know, on the PowerView where you get more bells and whistles with it than you do with the soft touch. It just gives them motorization, and they can, you know, raise and lower the shade.
You don't have to worry about running any wires, any electrical in the walls either, tearing out the walls and all that stuff too.
No. It's a very simple motor, and then it's also a child safety feature on that wand. It's pretty cool. The wand is has a very strong magnet at the very top, so if a child goes in there and they pull on the wand, it will detach itself, and it won't hurt anything. So if a parent wants to have the shades up, they can actually detach their wands so the kids don't go in there and play with them. Mm. And then they just put them, you know, it's magnet, so they just attach it back when they want to lower the shades.
That's excellent. Well, good deal. Well, Nancy, how can folks get more information about Advanced Window Fashions?
Well, they can call us here at 843-881-8858, or they can visit our website, which is advancedwindowfashions.com.
And then where's your physical location?
We are at 502 Wando Park Boulevard. We're Unit 105 in Mount Pleasant, right off of Long Point Road.
Excellent.
And they can go on Facebook also. And Instagram.
All the platforms. Very good.
Oh, yes.
All right. Well, we have been talking with Nancy McCray with Advanced Window Fashions, open for business and ready to help you with your window treatment needs. Thanks so much,
yes.
Nancy.
Thank you, Tim. Talking about a home, talking about a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.